Okay, so meeting is a call to order 601. The Tuckalapula Metropolitan Park District Special Meeting of Board of Commissioners. First rule of order of business is the call to order, which I just did. Mission, vision.
Sorry, are there packets?
Yes, over there, I'm sorry. The TPMPD mission statement: to provide a welcoming public aquatics facility managed in a fiscally responsible manner with a focus on safety. We carry out this mission with a board and staff who are compassionate, inclusive, and responsive to the needs of our diverse community, working to foster positive and lifelong experiences with aquatic environments. TPMPD vision statement: contributing to the quality of life for our community and for future generations through welcoming, fun, safe, and positive aquatic experiences at the Tuckalapula Pool. Okay, and we'll all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag is behind me. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. All right, roll call. Commissioner Newfer?
Present.
Commissioner Zapatil?
Present.
Commissioner Gengler?
Present.
President Frangelo Anderson, present, along with our District Administrator, Richard Robb, and Christine Selick, bookkeeper slash notary.
Oh, that's right.
And guest for now for a few more minutes, Di Myers. Next order of business is to approve the agenda.
Commissioner Zappel, for the record, I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Commissioner Newfer seconds that motion.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Citizens' comments?
You should talk for like an hour, Don.
Filibuster?
Some scratches on your arm from
blackberries.
Nice. Okay, so moving on to the first order of business, Board of Commissioner position number 5, appointment. We did have the application up on the website. There was no other applicants. Di is the sole applicant on this. Just to give the background, even though we all know, on June 2nd, 2017, Charles Tyson resigned his position with the TPMPD. He originally was appointed to commissioner position number 5, office May 9th, 2016, with an unexpired term ending December 31st, 2017. The remaining members of the board have 90 days to fill this unexpired term. That being said, take a motion to...
I would like to make a motion, this is Commissioner Gengler for the record, that we appoint Diane Myers, outstanding citizen and dedicated to the Tuckalapula Pool since the beginning, to the position vacated by Mr. Tyson.
I second. Commissioner Zappel seconds that.
Okay. A motion on the table. Is there any discussion?
Yes, I think that we should just acknowledge how fortunate we are to have such an outstanding volunteer who is willing to step forward and join our little commission temporarily for this little bit. And Diane is incredibly reliable and very trustworthy and a lot of fun.
I'll second that. I agree. Any further discussion?
Commissioner Zapatil, yeah, I mean, Di's been an amazing part of Save Tuckalapula Pool since 2010, one of the original band members, and just an absolute model of volunteerism and community spirit, and it's just been a joy working with her, beside her, and learning from her. Just so excited to have her join.
Yay! Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of appointing Diane Myers to the Board of Commissioner position number 5, say aye.
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 Opposed? Pass.
Yay!
I will pass the table over to the notary to swear you in.
Oath of office.
Oh, I need to stand up.
Do we have to?
Me too.
Hand on a Bible.
Yeah.
Christine's like, I have to stand up. Why?
Hey, repeat after me. I, Diane Myers.
I, Diane Myers.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
Slow it down.
Sorry. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I am a citizen of the United States and state of Washington.
That I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
That I am legally qualified to assume the office.
That I am legally qualified to assume the office.
Of Commissioner of the Tequila Pool MPD.
Of Commissioner of the Tequila Pool MPD.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of this office to the best of my ability.
Oh, and that I will faithfully and
impartially
discharge the duties
of this office
of this
best,
office
to the best,
to the
of,
best
my
of my ability.
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations.
Here you are.
Ta-da! Congratulations.
Oh, that's so great.
Signature printed name right there. Okay. What don't you do? What can't you do?
Really?
Get my kids to go with it.
She's ready. That's for Alex. Sign that now. And then I need to have that, so I have to send it to the King County Elections too. Okay. Yay!
He is such a good bad kid.
He is. Isn't he funny? They're at it per yard.
No, they're not. You know they're not.
They're not?
Remember, Vanessa does not like to garden.
I do have roses. They're just not that pretty.
She kills chives.
Yeah, let's put them over.
She'll have her own copy. Thank you so much, Christine. All right. Moving on to next item.
Thank you.
Aquatics manager job description. I called it update. I wasn't quite sure, but that's we kind of had it presented at the last meeting. But we now have a redline version of the aquatic manager's job description. Ellen, do you want to go with read the memorandum? It's basically the same thing under the recommendation. Commissioner Gangler, sorry.
Yes, this is the red light version of the aquatics manager job description that was discussed at our last meeting, the desire for this. And so here it is. Now, there are some things that weren't updated, like salary and title, but this should give everybody an idea of what the what the changes were.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
So, how do we want to do that?
Just start, if you want to start.
I just have some notes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very helpful. Thank you. Commissioner Zappel, for the record. Just regarding the, I just got some notes initially just with the actual job description. I think it reflects the intent. One comment I would make, and I see you made that comment, is this enough time for 2 years? And I would suggest 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because similar to other higher level positions that both you provided and I have researched, whereas the 2 years was more consistent with an aquatics manager position, and if this was an intent was to be, if not intent, it clearly is written that it is more responsibility than that, I would be more comfortable with a higher level.
Commissioner Gengler, I totally agree. I didn't take the meat of the position and edit it. I just simply added and took out what wasn't, and I added that comment just because I thought it was clear to me that it wasn't enough, but I didn't go through all the different things and decide, you know, because I thought that, you know.
No, I appreciate that. I just, for my own one commissioner comment, that was just, sorry, sweetheart, sorry, done, but you can go say hi to Dyke real quick. So we already did it, hon.
Oh.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye-bye, love you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I had to wait.
No, you didn't. He was just caught in traffic.
Oh.
And I would actually update a couple of the bullets where it says the minimum of 3 years. I would actually combine a bullet at the bottom where it said management experience. Where it was added management experience, the 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet down is where it says minimum of 5 years management experience supervising, hiring, training, and mentoring up to 30 employees. I would combine that. And then underneath where it's 2 years to increase it to 5 years in swim lesson instruction, I didn't have an idea on pool maintenance. I just knew that it was should be the one above that should be more than 1 year in pool maintenance.
So this is Commissioner Newfer. When we were looking for an aquatics manager, were we getting candidates that had 5 years experience to, you know, even applying for the position?
I believe Michelle had that, and Jerry, you would know more.
The ones that we interviewed we had a limited amount.
Mm-hmm.
There was maybe a handful that mm-hmm. had 5 years.
Okay.
The rest did not.
All right.
But
there was a handful, or
mm-hmm.
there were enough candidates.
There was.
That we wouldn't be putting ourselves in a box.
At a lower mm-hmm. entry pay at that time,
mm-hmm. right.
Reflective of. Okay.
Okay.
No, that's a good question.
So, this is Commissioner Gengler, just to be clear. When it was the aquatics manager position, the unredlined version, the original version, that position had a supervisor, and so that position did not have as much responsibility mm-hmm. as this position does,
mm-hmm.
and it did not have, well, at this point, it's still at the same wage, but the
it
intention.
Was reflective of the
yeah,
it was of a manager position.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Is that? But I appreciate what Commissioner Newfer was saying about the pool of applicants. You know, it's good to know that even at the lower rate that there were applicants
We're still competitive. I mean, from the spreadsheet that we had last meeting,
mm-hmm.
we're still competitive.
Under responsibilities, it just a minor typo where it just said working in partnership with and as district administrator. Just to be consistent with our language instead of administrative
mm-hmm.
director. And then on the following sheet, on one of the duties that was added, this one, second one, I'm kind of thinking that we're the ones that establish, that they recommend and implement operational policies. They don't establish.
I'm sorry, where are you?
The second bullet that was added under the new ones. First one says, yeah, work with the pool. And the second one says establish and implement. And I just had a memory of, is it the board that establishes it? And they would recommend and implement. Is that the difference?
Well, for policies.
Well, this is operational policies.
This and procedures.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious, because what is the board's role? And what's the...
The board's role is policies.
But to... I'm just... That's... As far as establishing and implementing, they first have to recommend it to the board. They can't just establish policies on their own.
So you want to take out establish.
I would... I don't know if... I was suggesting recommend. Well, I don't know.
I think it should be two different bullet points,
okay,
because the the board is the one who validates the policies or adopts the policies, but operations is in charge of procedures. The board doesn't have to be creating procedures.
Okay, so you're thinking it should be a staff, so maybe make policies one bullet and procedures another bullet.
So it would be recommend and implement operational policies.
Correct.
And establish procedures.
Yes.
Operational procedures.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I think that's more accurate, because they definitely have procedures that are developed
based on
day-to-day
policy.
Procedures that we would not necessarily see until the procedure, you know, but they have to be consistent with the policies.
Okay.
So,
yeah. That seemed, okay.
Yeah, that's a good way to handle that.
And the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bullet down where it says ensure monthly and annual financial reporting. I would, just for clarification purposes, I know what the intent is, but to insert the word operational, annual operational financial reporting to the BOC, including operational budget items.
Yeah. Okay. That was one of my concerns, that particular bullet.
Okay.
So
okay. Does that make...
I think the operational, putting operational in there
helps.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the only other thing I had regarding this was, and it wasn't actually, you haven't added it as part of the actual job description, it was just on the last where it was an explanatory statement along with the newly assigned duties, the AM position continues to be responsible, that one. I would, you know, just for the record, just it no longer has a supervisor, no longer has an on-site supervisor. It's still, I don't want the public to think there's no supervisor for this position. There is a supervisor. It's the Board of Commissioners. It's just not on-site.
Well, I this is Commissioner Gengler. If we are going to, which it sounds like we are, and that's fine, create a job description, then I wouldn't use a lot of this text.
No, this was not, I know you wouldn't put this in it. I just want to say for that, because I don't want the public thinking, oh, this is a job that has no supervisor.
Yeah, no.
It, just to be clear that this
I think that we need to come up with, because this particular clause in here, this last bullet that you're talking about, is, I think, important for the commissioners to recognize that, you know, it's not like, Michelle is, you know, we're going to give her a new title, we're going to give this position a new title and give her more money, and without recognizing the fact that there is now a lot more accountability.
Understood. So under, like, in the actual job description, it would simply say reports to Board of Commissioners.
Yes, exactly.
So I just, but for the public's benefit, that it does have a lot more responsibility. I agree.
Yes.
And I know what the intent was. I was just, wasn't a rogue job.
What's the value of having that whole statement in here?
Well, for a job description, none. Because it's outdated, you know, they're going to be looking at it going, well, you had an ED, what's that? And, I mean, if we're writing a new job description, then we would need to do what Vanessa suggested, which is, you know, just basically says that this position reports to the Board of Commissioners. We wouldn't have any of this. But
this is explanatory.
But for the purpose of discussion, because the purpose of our discussing this is not just to update the job description, but it's also to talk about wages and things like that, then this particular point is very important for us to reflect on since, you know, she just got a bunch more accountability than she had.
Anything else?
None on that. I have pages of other stuff right now.
What else is there? Sorry.
On just discussion.
Oh.
Because this doesn't talk, the job description, not, well, it does, okay, never mind. So it's under our salary, I guess we can.
Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't redline any of that.
Job title, I think that's kind of important
mm-hmm.
to talk about.
Yes. And does anybody have any ideas on job title? Or have they
you
thought
know
of
I
it?
Do, but I want to hear other people's.
Well, no. Actually, I had a few.
Good.
This is Commissioner Newfer.
Mm-hmm.
I had some other comments
sure.
on the just the red line itself
yeah. mm-hmm.
before talking about the title of the
yeah.
job or the position title. You've covered a few of them. So under responsibility, where it says develop and oversee, is the first bullet point.
Mm-hmm.
Programming with a focus on it. I just added safety.
Oh,
first,
yeah, I like
and then
that.
Quality, customer satisfaction. And then, let's see here. I, on the second bullet point, I did like the, or I didn't see the word recruiting, but recruiting, hiring, training, scheduling, to add recruiting
mm-hmm.
to that.
That's good.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that same bullet point, where it says evaluating and to add and certifying all operational staff. Because she does certify. I think she does certify.
Or ensuring certification?
Well,
because she doesn't certify some things, like CPO.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, so is there a way to say that?
You could say certifying. I want to say certifying
okay.
where needed, but that's not right. Let's see.
Well, wouldn't you ensure proper certification
yeah,
for
yeah.
all operational
yeah.
employees?
Mm-hmm. That,
yes.
that all employees are ensure that all employees are
properly
certified.
And that might actually at this
it might
point
be a different bullet point.
I keep doing run-on sentences, so it might be a good
mm-hmm.
extra bullet point.
Yeah. So it's just something about their responsibility for.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great point.
Ensuring certification.
Yes.
And then on the second page, let's see, it's where all of the, where you pull things from the former ED position and put them onto the aquatic
oh.
manager. And let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 down.
Act.
It says act as representative, liaison, and spokesperson for the district in regards to operations. And I didn't know if you wanted to put in public information officer or unless Richard is going to be our public information officer.
Well, Richard is the like
for district
public request
mm-hmm.
for the district.
But if something
that's
if
different.
We have a bad day and someone needs to go out in front of the cameras, who's
yeah.
our PIO?
Well, in according to this, it would be Michelle.
For operation.
Michelle. For operation.
For
so
operational. So
we got a call from King 5 about the tagging.
Yeah.
Then it would actually be, you know, either the president or Michelle.
Uh-huh. So, but they, you have to have training, don't you, to be a PIO? Wasn't there something about that?
No, it was the
no.
public records officer.
Public records.
That's a public
PRO.
Record.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that,
and
that's
Richard. That's
Richard.
Okay. I'm just making sure
no,
that
yeah, that's good.
It's clear that who's ever in the position would know that they might be called on to handle that situation.
But
well,
I think
couldn't hurt.
But I think Michelle represents us when she goes to like the big meetings and stuff that she
yeah.
represents
mm-hmm.
us in other ways.
Well, and to Di's point, I was thinking that we, you know, it that almost is another bullet point
mm-hmm.
that, you know, because you're asking, we're saying that she's the spokesperson, but she's also representing the district, you know, in the community. So if we want to, you know, ask that she do that, we should put it down here and we should talk about what the expectations would be.
Yeah. It's a different.
We
want
to
it's
her down
a,
to
it's actually a different bullet
dinner.
Point. It's
it
a
is. Yeah, I think it is.
Commissioner Newbert is a separate.
Yeah.
It's a separate responsibility. So
what would that bullet point look like? So act as representative liaison and spokesman for the district in regards to operation. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Zappel, for the record, sorry.
We don't need to do that now that Commissioner's here.
Though. Yeah, but just he might not recognize our voices
oh.
yet. He will soon.
No, keep doing it because.
Yeah, just to get it.
That might sound real different.
So I just want to be clear that so the second bullet point was act as a representative in the community or.
Well, this first bullet point, the way that it's written
mm-hmm.
and how it was presented in the executive director position was they're the spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Anthony Scaramucci.
They're the most
of the district. So we now have that, like the PR person, and if we, you know, and then we also have, and that in a way is kind of the president.
Well, that's what I'm
designee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But then for matters of, you know, like the Washington Recreational Center or whatever that's called, or, you know, those meetings, Michelle would represent the district at those. So there's kind of two different things. There's the public face to media,
mm-hmm.
which in a way she's kind of doing already with the Tukwila Reporter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But then there's, you know, the very off chance that we have, you know, something that we actually have to talk to the media about. I mean, like, seriously. Because
mm-hmm.
I do remember when there was that drowning, they did, there was a TV
yeah.
station there.
Yes, oh yeah,
oh,
more
yeah.
than one.
Yeah.
So we don't want to just make an assumption that it's, you know, Michelle,
and
because that might not be the right person.
Well, that's the other thing. I am a little bit leery on this, because if you say this
mm-hmm.
and that gives the impression, certainly if I'm operations, whatever, you know, I'm that is my responsibility, and I'm talking to the media, and then all of a sudden the president comes back and says, wait a minute, what were you doing?
Yeah.
That wasn't quite the message we wanted as a district. So
okay.
if that needs to be tweaked just a little bit to
yeah,
be
I think it does.
On you know upon you know with something with the president, like putting
working
the,
with the
mm-hmm.
working
board, with the board,
board
president.
Of
but,
president.
You know, you don't want her having to consult with the board president if she's going to one of those.
See you in the park.
Right. See you in the park, or you know, the WRC meeting. You know, she's. And I'm sure
in the case of a media type situation,
well,
would she not consult with the lawyer, or not necessarily?
Well. The president would consult with the lawyer.
Okay.
What if that is a separate bullet point, Commissioner Zappel, for the record? Along what Christine was saying, you leave this one kind of as it is and add a second bullet point that says, working with the board president, you know, and talk about the media.
It's almost like you want, like, extraneous media opportunities. So, because, you know, we don't need her... there might be presidents who, and I don't know, Jerry, what you do, but you know, I don't know that she needs to run each reporter.
The reporter,
like that.
Articles.
Like, if she runs the reporter articles through the president, I would think that each president can make up their mind if they're like, yeah, just go with it. I don't care what you say.
Correct. No, she does. Yeah.
Or some people might, you know, but. I wouldn't want to stifle her so much in that kind of thing, or like again going to those meetings. If she went to a, you know, if she went to a council meeting or something, I guess I want her to talk to the president to see why she was doing that. Because who goes to council meetings?
Well, maybe you could read something to the effect of how we have it, where it says working in partnership with the district attorney. You know, I mean the
district
administrator. Maybe it could be along the lines working in partnership with the Board of Commissioner President in PI, what would you call it, public information reporting, I don't know what the right word, but working.
Wordsmith at Richard.
You can call it whatever you want, public information officer. Mm-hmm. Usually it's just media representative.
Because, I mean, that's more what we're talking about,
yeah, that's
right?
True. More,
that's
more,
what
that
we're
is,
talking
that
about.
Is more
is
what it is, yeah.
Media representation, so.
Yes, definitely. That's
so,
a good wordsmithing.
Yeah.
So that would be an additional bullet there.
Yeah.
So working in partnership with board president in regards to media representation.
Right.
Something
along to that, yes.
Okay.
So my only other, this is Commissioner Newfer, my only other comment was that I did pull up the aquatics manager position from Des Moines, which
right.
had been shared previously, and I really liked the simplicity of this format, the readability of this format a little bit better. Like, I just think it's easier to absorb, and I feel like we could get pretty close to a format like this for this. So it's just my suggestion that we try to organize it something along these lines.
Format it a little cleaner.
Yeah, it's just very clean, and it's like brief and bullet points. And many of the things are actually already, we have already here. This is just
It's easier to read, it's more compact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just a formatting suggestion.
Okay, I like that.
Well, let me ask this question along this line, since we are talking about job descriptions as red line. Is the committee going to go back and put together a final job description to present to the board, or are we going to go with these corrections that are being wordsmithed tonight?
Is there another version coming out?
There was no plan for another version.
Okay.
If we can get like a general consensus, I mean, it sounds like we're with the notes that we're making tonight, I think we could move forward.
Okay.
Is that or not?
Well, this is Commissioner Newfer. My opinion is that we pretty much about have the wording, but I really wanted Michelle to have an opportunity to look at it and give input in case there's something that we're missing. She has been involved in the process.
Yes.
But I don't think that she's had, since we're so close to finalization, I think she should review it before we, and we can
move
make
forward.
Changes
okay.
before we bring it to the board.
We can do something pending conferring with the aquatics manager on, you know, and then if something is brought up that can be brought back. I mean, there's always that opportunity when we get to that point of this meeting, right?
Well, this is Commissioner Newfer. I don't see a reason to really take an action. It just seems like an extra step to do something pending.
Okay.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Actually, if we approve this based on, you know, pending Michelle's review,
mm-hmm.
and Michelle doesn't have any changes,
then it could
then
go forward.
Then it's done, and we're all done with it. If Michelle has changes, then we're back.
I would have to agree with, sorry, Commissioner Newfer, that I would like to hear what Michelle, I mean, I know she's been involved with the process, I know she's read it, but there may be some bullet points that she may want to add, or there
yeah.
may be some other things that to be considered that we may not have thought of. I mean, because that wasn't part of the committee, but I just think that I actually would agree with, you know, Commissioner Newfer, that it's unfortunate that Michelle couldn't be here tonight. She wanted to be. She really thought that.
I think we're actually kind of saying similar things.
Mm-hmm.
One is that approving it pending Michelle's, and then the other is just not doing any approval. And
I would like to get Michelle's input.
And that's both ways would do that.
This is Commissioner Newfer. So my concern too is that salary is on this,
and we haven't discussed it.
We're not there yet.
Okay. So if we approve it, then the salary. So are you saying you would approve it and then go back again and approve salary?
No, I would do salary. I would like to. You know, I don't know. We can discuss it tonight where we're at. If it's very obvious where we're at in salary, we can certainly include that.
Okay.
In
so
there.
Maybe we're not quite ready to
look
at
ready.
A pen at this point.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's
at least
salary
I'm not.
And the job the job title also.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is Commissioner Myers.
Yay! First time I've had to say that.
I just wanted to clarify under responsibilities, working in partnership with the administrative director and supervising and evaluating shared district. Is that new, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the only one we have?
Right now.
But it's possible that, you know. I just wanted to leave it blank.
I appreciate
just,
that.
Just, you know, shared district so that if something else was added, it would already be covered.
Are you okay being shared, Christine?
It's fine. If I can do it, I do it.
Jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is master of some things.
I have a quick question. The website and social media updates, is that really something that's
operational?
What are you thinking about? What do you?
I just know that maintaining a website is really very detailed.
Well, it's certainly, I mean, I've talked to Michelle mm-hmm. about the website, and she is not really super technically savvy, and nor is that a skill she's really looking to eager to develop. But that is why we have a marketing fund, mm-hmm. and so that is something that she can, you know, farm out, contract out, or if there's somebody, still is in the realm. Just because it's listed here doesn't mean she has to do it.
Okay. She physically has to do it.
That's all I was worried about.
Or if there's a shared employee that knows how to do it.
I would have. If I knew how to code, I would have.
It's actually not coding.
It's not coding.
It's not at all. It's
WordPress.
It's like Word.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if you know how to code, it's helpful if you want to go in and change something, but you really don't need to code at all.
But Commissioner's off of the record. Yeah, just these are what they're responsible for.
Okay.
How they do it is up to them.
Okay.
They've got a budget, and they've got to figure out how to accomplish all those tasks and how to best
apply. I was just a little worried about Michelle having to update a website. Yeah. On top of everything else. Okay.
You know, currently some of those jobs are being done by others, but the intention is for it to be under the umbrella of operations.
Great.
Right, because operations can be responsive, like if all of a sudden you have an opportunity to do, I don't know, like a SQIM contest or something, then somebody could just throw something up on the website really quickly without having to, you know. But it's an operational thing, so it should belong to somebody.
Along the same lines, Mr. Zeppel, for the record, the district stuff, all the district tab will be under our district administrators. They will be doing that part of it.
Like posting the agenda, posting minutes.
Records, all records, contracts.
Okay. Can we, this is Commissioner Myers for the record, can we circle back to title?
Yes, I'd like to circle back to title.
Has Christine gone through her list?
I did. I'm through my list.
But I hear Christine Neufer has a list of titles.
I don't have a list. If I said list, no.
Is it more than one?
No, it's just one.
Okay.
What we do know, just some background, is that Michelle, because of her background and her experiences with her past employers, the aquatics manager position is, she equates that to something subservient to what we are currently looking for in the duties. So I would say that she is really wanting a different title.
So this is Commissioner Neufer. So I think that we should consider changing it to aquatics director, and that's because in her community, having come from the Y, this list of responsibilities is probably closer to an aquatics director. She said that an aquatics manager is more like an assistant manager. So I can't think of another title besides director, but others might be more familiar with what a director actually means, you know, outside of that world. So it might not be correct, but I don't think we can call it an aquatics manager.
Commissioner Zappa, I agree with Christine, and I was along the same kind of lines, throwing things around, like aquatics operational director or aquatics operational officer. Those were just to add the somehow adding operations for me is more like you're in charge of the operation versus a lot of the Y aquatics director, it's you have people to report to, but this, I don't know, for some reason it just rang a little bit, but that's...
That was Commissioner Frangelo Anderson. That was the title that I had, was Aquatic Operations Manager, because the word operations, to me, director just sounds below manager, but I mean, I know that where Michelle comes from, the director was...
What about officer?
I like the word manager better than officer. To me, officer is more like... But that's just me. I mean, it's just...
CEO, like chief operating officer, you know, that kind of puts it up at the level of you're in charge of it.
She could be chief aquatics.
But an officer to you doesn't sound like a manager, officer. Though, either.
Okay, that's...
She doesn't like manager.
She doesn't like manager, so...
Well, that's what she is.
Well, she's...
Of a manager as being the top level. I mean, that's just in the working world that I'm from. A manager is like, you know.
Me too.
In my world, it's...
GM is the...
It's a general... I mean, the word manager to me is like the highest person.
In my
general
world, manager. Directors are higher than...
Yeah.
Really?
The school district like if you look... Parks and Recreation director. Typically, like Rick Stills, I'm just saying, the city, like all the main ones are directors. And then the managers are below them. So, like, Malcolm was the aquatics manager, the pool manager, coordinator,
and then they throw
whatever.
Superintendents.
But Rick's the parks and rec director.
They're a big organization. I mean, that's a big bunch of people. I just look at it as the one. But that, I mean, that's just my opinion.
So if we went with aquatics director, to Commissioner Newfer's point earlier, is how many people would we get that would be qualified aquatics directors as opposed to aquatics managers?
It's an excellent question.
Well, and that's what I think Christine was alluding to earlier, was the how many people, because basically what I look at this as is experience. I mean, what we're looking for, we're buying is experience. We just want people who have, because I was trying to like justify everything in my head. Like, what is it we're looking for? We just want someone who's been doing it.
The track record of success.
Okay. And
we're not just looking for somebody with experience.
Yeah, sorry, good experience.
Successful.
Successful. But it really is someone who's been doing it a long time, because they don't have someone to go to. On a day, they don't have that point person on site to just check in with. So we need someone who's been doing it and successfully. So that was the question you had asked, how many people, even under the manager level, did you get who had more than 5 years? And there were some at that rate of pay.
Right.
So does that, I just rambled.
Well, in this area, there's a lot of pools that are single operated, like Des Moines, Evergreen. Yeah. What are their people called?
Oh.
Well, Des Moines is calling it the aquatics manager.
Which I failed to bring.
to do what?
Do you have it?
Yeah, aquatics manager.
But while they're looking that up, I did look up the difference between a director and a manager.
Okay.
This is according to Google. Okay. A manager oversees employees, but a director is a manager of managers.
Right, and they are a manager.
And they
of managers.
Are a manager of managers.
Yeah.
So,
and I would just say, I was writing down some of the different ones. Okay, so I kept going back to operational director, aquatics director. I don't know that you need to have all three, because aquatics actually implies operational.
Okay,
I mean, you know, all right. Aquatics, what else are they really doing? Their operations.
Well, I did think of director of aquatics operations.
Price just got okay. Aquatics.
The whale.
DAO. Thou.
And I guess the reason that I liked, we have an
administrative director, right?
No, district administrator.
District administrator. And then if we have, oh, we don't want an administrator. Aquatics director. That's really, ooh, that's
ADDA.
Very feng shui.
Yeah,
what?
ADDA.
What?
ADDA. The
aquatics director.
Aquatics director and district administrator. They're back.
Ooh, like the band.
Okay, let's get back
it'll
on track.
It'll be confusing. How do you do all of this?
So what was Christine, yours was director of aquatic operation. Is that what it was?
Well, that was a combination of what people were saying, so.
What are people's thoughts here? Do we want to put them out there to vote on?
Yeah.
I think Michelle's probably going to want to have some input in that.
Well, I mean.
Which is true. You're right.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We're going to,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're adding it because she could definitely.
Okay, but ADDA needs to be.
That's not ADDA.
I know. It would just be AD.
Aquatics director.
Okay.
Aquatics director needs to be an option.
It's on there.
Yeah. So we have aquatics director.
Director of aquatics operations.
Director of aquatics operations.
An operation director. We took out the word aquatic.
Yes, because it's redundant.
Yeah. I think operations director is a little bit, it doesn't, it's not descriptive enough.
Yeah, I think this is Commissioner Newfer, I just think the public needs to have some sense that they're somehow involved with the water.
Yeah,
the pool,
right.
You know,
yeah, operations could be.
The pool.
You get a lot of people applying for that that would not have any experience with pools.
Yeah.
Just
yes,
the history
yes,
I'm
you
familiar
will.
With. that would definitely need to have the aquatics in there. So.
Yeah.
So if she becomes a director.
Director of aquatics operations or
DOPO. Director of Pool Operations.
DOPO.
Acronyms.
I know. Acronyms all day.
Go ahead.
What would the next level be down?
Assistant manager.
Jeff be called
if
assistant
we
manager.
It's up to, actually, it's up to the DOPO. Whether the DOPO was like.
You can't have an assistant manager.
You can have a, yes you can.
Assistant manager with no manager?
Yeah.
You can have two assistant managers. Nice.
Assistant director.
But she's,
but with
so
no manager.
What Christine, what I'm hearing
oh,
you say is, because we're not using the word manager in the title of the DOPO, then it doesn't make any sense. So the DOPO would need to have assistant DOPOs, which they couldn't because a director is a
director.
Manager of managers. You can only have one director, but you can have many managers. And we could have no manager because, but assistant managers. So they assist nobody. They assist the DOPO.
Christine, I appreciate what you're saying. I still think based on what, the ultimate thing is we have to post these jobs and we have to get the greatest number of hits on these jobs. And what are people looking at when they're looking at jobs? And
well, they do look at titles, but they also look at other search words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Assistant manager is something that is reflective of what the intended jobs are supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what you're saying. There is no manager, but you can have two assistant managers, three assistant managers,
mm-hmm.
So you maybe co-managers.
Okay.
But
and actually, she doesn't even have to use it. I mean, what Des Moines used was
Evergreen.
Or Evergreen used was much more, I think, descriptive of what we're looking for, which was like the
swim lesson coordinator.
Swim lesson coordinator. Instead of, if you say assistant manager,
mm-hmm.
to me that rings true to, you know, everything from taco time to anything at the mall. It's just, you know, you kind of get the feeling, well, they're above the cashiers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say something like swim lesson coordinator, that's pretty clear cut what they're in. And I think that in a way that might be helpful for the pool if Michelle wanted to adopt any, those kind of things she can change. She doesn't have to.
No, she does for wage scales and changing the employee handbook.
Wage
like she could call them leads, like a lead swim
yeah.
instructor.
Well, she introduced that again.
But would that person, if you have a swim lesson coordinator in the building and somebody has a problem, is
that person going to get up and deal with it?
Are they going to be managing the people, the lifeguards underneath mm-hmm. them? That is a good point.
Because
that the ward manager definitely says this is the person.
With
yeah.
a higher
mm-hmm.
pay than everybody else in the building. And,
yeah.
you know, there's somebody
or who
who's having a problem, and this person, well, no,
who do
I'm
they
not
report
going to.
To.
I'm swim lesson coordinator,
mm-hmm.
but you're being paid as an assistant manager. You
well,
should go deal
yeah,
with it, you
I
know?
Mean, it could be swim lesson manager, swim lesson, you know, special. I mean, that particular end word for
mm-hmm.
designee is, you know, like Amy, who used to be the, what we'd call an assistant manager, she was a specialist.
Recreation specialist versus recreation
coordinator.
So as
long as the person understands. Because when I call, when I go into a store
mm-hmm.
and I'm not happy,
yeah.
and the cashier is like looking at me like, too bad. I say, can I talk to your supervisor? I don't know what the supervisor's title is. All I want to know is that that person that I'm going to talk to has more power than the cashier.
And I think that's part, Christine, I think that's part of the whole job descriptions, who they report to.
Yeah.
We have to have that, and I think we do. Who would they report to? So lifeguards, for example, it may be listed on their swim lesson and strife. If that's the way, then that gets put in there. That's who they report to. Because they need to report to a supervisor.
And certainly if they created a position like, you know, somebody who's in charge of swim lessons, they call it whatever they call it, then part of that job description would be determined by Michelle as to whether, okay, she's in charge of swim lessons, so she's in charge of all the swim lesson instructors. She makes sure, and that would all be detailed in the job description, and everybody would understand if they're, you know, somebody's in a class teaching a kid and the kid freaks out or whatever, that's the person you go to. Because the patrons aren't going to know. They're not going to know the titles or anything.
Mm-hmm. But then to your point, sorry, Commissioner Frangella Anderson, like you said, when you go into a store and you get bad service or whatever, you ask for the supervisor. I get bad service, I ask for the manager. So I'm thinking, like what Christine was saying about somebody comes into the pool, they have a complaint. Michelle's there, and lead guard, assistant manager, whatever that person is, and they ask to speak to the supervisor. Who's that going to do? They're going to go to the assistant manager?
Well, ideally,
instead of the big manager?
Well, ideally, I mean, you know, a lot of the intention is not to have overlap of
mm-hmm.
of people. So a lot of, if Michelle's there, it happens to be there. But most of the time, it's going to happen when Michelle's not there. So that's going to be the assistant manager.
But when Michelle is there, I mean, who's going to, I mean, so they want to speak to your supervisor.
You know,
they're going to go to.
I know that when I was in retail and I was working and I was the manager and there were problems, but my assistant was there. I wanted them to take the problems to my assistant. If my assistant was not able to resolve the problem, then they could bring it to me.
Right.
But that is a choice of whoever
mm-hmm.
is in charge. So, you know, I've noticed at the pool that people tend to go to Michelle, and I don't know if that's because
while she's there,
because it's, you know, easy. She's right there in that office,
right.
and they're at the front desk or whatever, but it's really up to her to decide what she wants the chain of command to be.
I mean, she can call them aquatics supervisors. You know, I mean, that could be another thing. But that's her choice, what she wants to, she, you know, title it. For as far as she's concerned, I guess I'm still leaning towards, and even though it's long, director of aquatics operations. I know aquatics director just sounds cleaner. For some reason, I'm stuck with having operations in there.
No, and I agree with the operations being in there, but I'm still not a fan of the word director. I still like aquatic operation. I still like the word manager better. But I do agree operations needs to be in there. That was where I was going with my suggestion.
Is that maybe a compromise, a direct director of aquatic operations?
No.
Okay.
and that's just me. I mean, I understand what you guys are saying, the director's like
well,
the higher.
Well, on one hand, we're saying we want Michelle's input. And
right.
Michelle
and so,
clearly said she doesn't like managers, so
yeah.
I guess that's the input I
heard.
And
that's the background that she comes from. I mean, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at a manager as being the upper person. But again, if Michelle was to pick, my guess would be she would probably pick director of aquatic operations because she likes the title. She's always said she likes the title director. So. I mean, we can leave it. At this point, they're all pretty much the same. I mean, we're going to have her review the job description. We could have her review the titles.
Does director come with more money than manager?
Under this model, yes, because if there's more, if the idea is that director equals more responsibility, then yes.
Yeah.
Can we narrow it down to those two? Or do you, Jerry's still saying she wants manager in there.
Let's put it in there.
Let's put a third one in. Aquatics director, director of aquatics and operations, and a third one.
Director of aquatic operation and aquatic operations manager.
And aquatics operations manager.
Okay. Isn't that what that's kind of your, what was yours?
Well, I had aquatics director.
I had aquatics operation officer.
Or operations.
Oh, you had that.
Director.
I knew somebody had it.
Did I write operations director?
No, I had something
anyway.
Somewhere. So there's the three.
Aquatics director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Director of aquatic
operations.
And aquatic operations manager.
Okay.
So we're down to three at least.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
So are we now moving to hours and
salaries? Yeah. And thank you for the numbers, salaries and stuff. That was helpful. I pulled more salaries because I have to. Like William Shore, Fidalgo Pool, North Whidbey, which are all
outside of King County.
Outside of King County, but they're single pool operations or a pool and a fitness center. So smaller
right,
operations.
Outside of King County,
absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with that. And
well, it's a fact. You really can't disagree.
Yes.
Unless you like alternative facts. I would like to argue that they really are in King County.
And your findings were?
My findings. So, William Shore at 52, Fidalgo Pool was, and this is just aquatics managers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this level. They all, these ones have people they're going to report to.
Mm-hmm. They're reporting to the board?
Yeah, the ED.
Okay.
No, they're not reporting to the board, the ED.
Oh, they're reporting to the ED.
In all these cases. So 52, Fidalgo was 32 to 42, North Whidbey was 38 to 44. And then we had the Des Moines, which is brand new, 60 to 65, YMCA 37,440 to 47,840. And we're currently, and Bainbridge is 58,240 to 85,92. Now, we're currently 48 to 55 entry salary. But if you look at the STEP program, it goes to 58,4. /60, it goes up to 65.4. So if you look at our wage scale with our steps,
mm-hmm.
where you max out, it goes up to 65.4. So when you look at Bainbridge at 52 to 40, 85.92, that's a 12-step program. So the 85.92 is the top of those 12 steps. So and it, they are entry wage can be as high, it says, as mid-step number 6 or approximately 69. So
69.
And Bainbridge is a multi-pool with a water park.
Well,
it is.
No, I know.
So I was just, looking at these others have people to report to. They have a point person on site.
Mm-hmm.
One of my concerns is aquatics manager already is saying she has 40 hours a week doing what she did before she was assigned extra duties. She was saying that prior. These extra duties we're adding in, she absolutely has the authority to find others to do it. That's the point. This person has to have the initiative to be able to say, okay, I'm going to decide how to do that. So whether it's assistant managers and what would be the additional cost? Are there additional costs assigned with that? I'm just seeing, I don't want her working more than 40 hours. This isn't intended to compensate above 40 hours.
No, it's not.
She's
working more than 40 hours.
So, this is to compensate for the additional responsibility,
right.
Not hours.
Right. Well, I think that, kind of going back, the question that we might want to ask is, given our operating hours, is our budget robust enough to pay for the operating hour, the hours that we're saying we want to be in operation, and what we are willing to what our needs are as far as people who are
staffing.
Key holders.
Staffing, yeah.
Yeah, staffing, because I think that, you know, when, and Vanessa, you have a much better memory than I do, but we increased the operating hours.
Yes, we did.
Okay. And we've recently increased them too.
And we also increased assistant managers.
Right, and I guess that this seems to be an issue that is difficult to explain. I don't know how we can explain it, in that if you're whatever we're calling you, queen of the pool, operations manager, whatever your name, your title is, you, Jerry, can choose to staff the pool however you would like to, as long as you're meeting the safety requirements or any Washington...
or any policy direction,
yeah,
from the board.
Yes. So, for example, when Christine brought up, you know, the website, well, you know, maybe that's something that's like, you know what, I'm going to just pay somebody, you know, $100 a month and have them do like 10, you know, whatever. Or I'm going to hire somebody who works at front desk who can do it, or, you know, I mean, because we have all these different challenges. I know that, you know, and currently one of the challenges is maintenance. So is that something you want to hire out? Well, if you hire that out, if you bring an employee for that, then that's less money that you have available to pay for other employees. So it's kind of a, and I guess what I don't know is, do we have enough just operational budget to pay for the staffing and the other, you know, things that we need?
So
and if
currently,
we don't, then we'd have to,
right, we'd have,
yeah,
to talk about that. So currently, we had $100,000 budgeted for two positions, which was an aquatics manager and an ED. So our new model has 32.5 for the DA, for the district administrator, which leaves us 67.5 total. If you're just looking at,
if you're
this
trading
is,
off,
this is what we need to, you know, replace.
Right.
That's what we were paying before. So that as Michelle is developing the operational budget, that will come into play. How much she, you know, needs for, is this, she might be asking for more when she's looking at what it costs to run this facility. So that those numbers should start coming in the next month or so.
Right.
This position is reflective of the creativity and the someone who's got creativity and initiative to be able to figure out.
Right, because one of the responsibilities we have is revenue generating.
Yeah.
You know, figure out ways to generate revenue, because that's, you know, we only get so much money from the levy, which is like freaking 80%, which is a lot of money. But, you know, what the pool can generate is really, we don't even know.
But as costs, you know, costs increase each year, and
yeah,
our labor increases each year.
Yep.
And I'm just going to, the elephant in the room, I'm going to throw out a number. And I was looking at, as Commissioner Zaptal, for the record, I forgot to do that. So I was looking at $65,000, not because Des Moines did it, for a top end. Because once again, I go back to what are we looking for experience? And I looked at our top end after 5 years. What was that number? If you do the steps,
and you said it was 65.
And it was right around in the 65,000 range. And so it equated to me, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for someone who's got, you know.
But you're saying that you want that to be the top end. It already is the top.
No, excuse me. Not the top end of our scale, the top end of our entry. So,
oh,
so instead of 55
entry.
Entry, a top end,
oh,
of 65,
okay,
entry. I would actually keep the lower end of it at 50. I wouldn't increase it, because if there is a chance that we get someone who doesn't have as many qualifications, there's room there to be able to hire in more. I mean, we're looking for, but as far as a top end, that's why I'm thinking 65 as a logical justification, not just because of, you know, it fits in,
Well, there's quite a difference between 50 and 65.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
And my concern is that if we're getting people who think that they can make around 50, then I'm concerned about the quality.
Okay.
But so you're saying currently the salary reads 47.476 to 55 per year. You're saying, you know, X, like, keep 50 to 65.
Well, I'm more tied to the, I was looking at the top number initially. I wanted to keep a bit of a bigger range. I wanted to keep a range in
but
there.
You don't want 65 to be the top.
No, the top entry. If you do these steps, it would go at the maximum after step five, which is what we have, or the fifth year, is 75.4. That's what it would max out at, 75,400.
So, but the most that they could come in at is
65. Yeah, currently it's 55.
So, I'm sorry, because they keep losing me when you say that.
Okay.
Commission. When you're, so you're saying, are you starting at 65?
No, so...
yeah, I know that I understand the step thing, but I mean, so up to, so...
So what I don't, I'm not tied to a bottom number, whether that's 50, whether it's 55, but the range for entry would be something to 65.
So these two numbers, change this number to 65?
But what isn't clear
yeah,
on
that's,
this...
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to get, that's the clarification I'm trying to get, so
sorry.
It's...
But
so
what isn't clear on this, and where I think we're getting confusion,
yeah.
Is if I look at a salary range and it says 45 to 55,
right.
I'm kind of like... I'm thinking that that's the salary range.
Right.
So if I come in, mm-hmm. 55 is the most I'm ever going to be able to make.
Correct.
And that's not what we're saying. We're saying that the most you can come in at is 65.
Entry level, yes.
Entry, so that.
So
the
I look at that as
65.
Starts at 65.
Well, it doesn't necessarily start at 65.
Okay, so that's
it
where
would,
I'm getting
it. Would, it could start at 50. But the highest we would allow somebody to enter is 65, but the most that they could then make is 75.
And that's where actually I came into, Commissioner Zappel, for the record, that's where I started realizing when I was looking at ranges and stuff, like Bainbridge, for example, when they say this, that's not what you can enter at.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit it's a bit difficult to, when you're trying to understand all the job offers, because some it means that's what your entry is, others it means you can go, that's what you could be, your destiny could be.
Right.
But I'm just talking about entry level right now.
And we could write that. I mean, we could say entry, be, you know, 50,
well, I think per
55
year,
to 65.
Per
I
year,
think DOE.
DOE, yes.
Tells you that.
DOE.
Depends on experience.
But like, right. I said, Bainbridge advertises it like.
But Bainbridge
know,
lists their highest.
The highest 12-step is a 12-step program. And
but Bainbridge is a multiple.
So basically,
yeah,
I don't know that we
different.
Need to trifle
no.
with this because
no,
quite honestly, people aren't. They're going to look at the number and
right.
say, okay.
Yeah.
And then when they, if we actually are considering them, then you just explain, okay, well,
yeah.
you know, your entry level is between this and this. Mm-hmm. But then once you've. Once you're with us, then you follow our STEP program.
Right. So yeah, I'm looking at what the starting. I mean,
yes.
where we'd start.
So
the max. I
don't know that I like a $15,000.
That's fine. I'm fine not. You know, it was just I
window.
Wanted.
That's like a big, huge window.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we can go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, $5,000 is still a pretty big window.
What are you comfortable with?
I'm comfortable with 55 to
65. Yeah, I could go with that.
I would have to agree. I'm
with
comfortable
that.
With the 55 to 60 because I was thinking around the 60s, the mid.
That and that's
and the 55 to 60 is where I was. And I was looking, researching the same thing and looking
okay.
at different titles.
But if it's DOE,
exactly.
Okay, so
yeah.
if it's DOE, so I've got Christine, and she's applied and she meets all of our requirements, just meets them
barely,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? But she meets them. And we love her, and we want to hire her.
Which Christine are you talking about?
Either one.
Either one.
New or old, it doesn't matter.
So I would think that what we're talking about then is that we would bring that person, because it's depending on their experience, in at the lower side.
Yeah, they've got 5 years, let's say.
Right. But then we have somebody who has more.
20 years.
Then we would bring them in at the higher side. But is there, I mean, and I don't know, because... I haven't really done a lot of HR stuff like this, but I wonder if they actually have a graph that says, okay, you know, the DOE is not a subjective thing that you just get to decide, which is kind of like the way we're talking about it now, but it's actually a, you know, they have to, okay, if they have 20 years, they're at the highest end. If they have 7 years,
I wouldn't mind asking Richard. You've had some HR experience. Is there any rules, like cut in stone rules, regarding what EDOE is defined as? Is that what you're asking?
Well, kind of. I mean, I just don't like it being so subjective because that could just depend on whatever.
Well, it is dependent on that, though.
Every different company has their own scale based on the market study that they perform, and that's really the critical thing, is the market study.
Well, depending on experience, I mean, it's more of a negotiation.
Yeah,
that's how I mean, people look at it, and for example, will look at a job and see it's at 55. So they'll ask you what you're starting, you know, where do you want your salary to be? I would go with the in-between point. It's like a starting for negotiation. And if they have the experience, then they would get, you would present their offer at a, you know, it's kind of DOE, that's just my experience in the working world.
But I guess that, you know, since we're the ones hiring them,
mm-hmm.
then we're the ones who get to decide.
Determine it, yeah.
Right.
You absolutely.
Know, what, because if I'm like, well, you know, they've had 20 years experience, but it was at their parents' country club pool,
right.
which has 5 members.
Or is only open 3
yeah.
months a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be an example, 20 years of
right.
3 months is so different than.
So we would. So I guess that's really good, in fact, that the entire board gets to have the discussion
correct.
Rather than just to be me. Because even though, of course, it would be the right decision, it's better to have buy-in.
And so I just want to be clear what this looks budgetarily like.
Yeah, what does it look like?
Because you know.
Are this like right now or
it, what it
current
would,
budget?
What would it look like? So if you were to, I'm not hearing a lot of any disagreement in 65 as a top. It's people have,
I had it kind of a little bit lower in my head, probably more like 60, but it's more of just a sense.
Okay.
So, as Commissioner Newfer, it's more of a sense, not necessarily what you were maybe a little more solid in your reasoning. So, because I tend to look at things like a negotiation, so
right.
I would start a little bit lower
mm-hmm.
so we could, it gives us more space.
Right.
When everybody feels like they got a good deal.
Yeah, 50 to 60. But there's some space, you know, there's space in there. But so I imagine it a little bit different.
I'm so unclear on what you just said.
Well, first of all, the most important thing is that we hit the budget and that there's going to be room for growth
mm-hmm. right.
in future
mm-hmm.
years.
Yes.
But when I was thinking of this, I looked at, to go back to what I was saying, when we looked at 47, 476 to 55, I was looking at my bottom number, just a bottom range was 60.
Oh,
so,
the bottom range was 60?
Yeah,
60?
My bottom range was 60, and then we could have more of a top number. So if I were negotiating with someone, I would bring them in at 60, and then we might,
so if
maybe they have more experience, maybe like you were saying, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years, we may want to offer more
so,
at that point.
But
the bottom would be like, right,
60, which is our bottom is 55.
Yeah,
50. So 55
so it's a little
to 65,
mm-hmm.
depending on it. I guess
yeah.
it just gives enough of a range for.
It's not enough to.
Okay.
For what you were saying before, it's not enough for me to like. I'm not objecting in any way. So.
Okay. So you're okay with 55?
Yeah,
to
it's more of a different style of negotiating.
Dive.
That's all it is.
I'm good with those numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So budget.
So I'm fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So currently, as we said, we got 100,000. The new
mm-hmm.
model would be 97.5
mm-hmm.
because Michelle was brought in at the top level.
Mm-hmm.
At 65.
So at 55. So
okay.
she would be at 65. So
right.
So it would be 97.5. So there's an extra 2,500 there and, you know, assigned to operations support, board support, because we are losing pieces out of this as well. There are pieces that are getting lost. So.
I'm so confused. What do you mean by pieces is getting lost?
As far as board support, the board president has a much bigger role now without having an ED. They're responsible for, you know, the list of things that we have to do. And
well, I feel like the board has been responsible for
things since
Well, no, I appreciate that, but in the model that it was in my imagination, the ED would be the one, like, okay, just say board, the retreat, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, the president does, you know, kind of says, this is what I'd like, and the ED does all the work. Now it's the, you know, that kind of stuff is more board president oriented, and they're going to generate it, and it's more work. I'm going to be honest. To me, it looks like a lot more work. So I'm just, but that gets a little bit off track. So $100,000, these two together are $97,500.
Oh, so we've got $2,500.
So
does that account for the stipend?
Because it's 15%, it's all based apportionately. Mm-hmm. So I'm just using salaries because the rest will all fall in line. It's based on a percentage. So the current 2017 budget year cost impact. So this is a little, this is a discussion too. When do you make it effective?
Well, we had a recommendation.
I was a little unclear.
It was on the board's recommendation. What the
was
recommendation
on the
was.
Committee's recommendation.
We also recommend that any changes be retroactive to a date
agreed upon.
By,
yes.
By the
so
board
that was, I was sure there was. So I.
Yes, we have to agree upon.
But they
so
recommend that changes be retroactive
to a agreed
date
upon.
Date agreed upon.
Yes.
So, I mean, I threw in just on my deal, it, I mean, basically she kind of took over in May.
Are you saying the exit point of the
executive
director?
No, when the decision was, not even the exit point, because she actually took over having to manage
a lot
basically at the beginning of May.
Yeah.
And so that's why I justified, in my opinion, what do people think?
No, I agree.
No, that makes sense.
Because we made the decision in May. And
beginning of May,
but
yeah.
What does that impact the budget?
Okay, so I've got numbers.
I knew you did. That's why I prompted that.
You saw those numbers.
I knew you had them. I wasn't.
So the current 2017 budget year cost impact for 8 months, retroactive to May 1st, is approximately $8,500. Now, where I came up with that was an increase, and please correct me, anyone can correct me, but so an increase of a total of $6,667 in wages, an increase of $1,000 in stipend, which is the 15% of that, and then I don't know how to work benefits exactly, so I just rounded up to about 700, which is more than what it should be, which is the L&I and stuff. So that's how I came up to approximately, you know, it's below 8,500, but that should be on the high end.
That's the retroactive.
Retroactive.
So it's under 10.
Yes. And so that's what it is with that.
That puts us over budget.
It does. However, one thing that we can now take out of our budget is the lease, which is almost $12,000. So for this year.
But we've already paid it for this year.
It's due in October.
Oh.
So we haven't paid it for the next calendar, for this next school year. So that helps. We didn't know that for sure when we were doing the budget the first time. So
okay. That's
where some money is available.
A little bit.
We're not doing the sign.
Well, we don't know that yet for sure, but we have some savings from ED, the difference, I didn't do the delta difference between the ED and the DA for the remainder of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some savings.
There's a little bit
there.
In there.
So that would be for the following year, it would go from 55 to, and in March next year, it would go to 67,080. Because it would be a 2080 increase.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Good. That was my intention. And just to be clear on this trajectory, I know we've said it before, but the maximum is what I calculated ever after 5 years in this position would be 75.
75.
Plus
400.
Longevity.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't have longevity in this.
Oh, we don't have longevity.
No, we don't. Okay. We never did that. We didn't do it.
Why didn't we do it?
Because we made a decision not to when we were doing this.
In
finance committee. It's something we can just talk about in the future.
Okay, so we would make this
for this.
Okay. So we make this retroactive starting basically May
1st.
you would actually go all the way back. Not that a week's going to make a difference, even though it was actually May 8th.
I'm not going to die on any post.
I mean,
there.
Only, I understand it's only a week. I'm just trying, you know, just using the technicality. But yeah.
I was just.
I think, you know, Jerry, I appreciate that. And I think that it's not like they get. What's payroll is like the.
Twice a month?
20th and the.
About 5th and 20th?
Mm-hmm. 5th and
20th. I think that it's totally and completely fair to retroactive it to the date of that meeting and when that decision was made.
May 8th.
Although, from a pay period standpoint, it may be.
What's easiest, Christy? Is it easier to just go from the pay?
Well, it's not because it's going to.
I don't run payroll.
It's going to have to be an adjustment regardless.
Regardless,
because
it's
a backdating thing.
Well,
so.
When you, it's easier to layer adjustments pay period over pay period. So,
okay.
And it May 5th is just before that meeting, and
so
that, it depends on how your payroll.
What I can tell you is May 8th was a Monday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So 7/6/5 May 5th
Friday.
Would be a Friday.
Friday.
So the payroll would have. It would have ended. I mean, if we wanted to be technical there, that would probably be the start of the next pay period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be the first day of the next pay
period. Okay, well, then it would be simply.
Yeah.
It's your pay period over pay period.
Right.
It's just easier to do the math.
Right.
Because you don't have to split the check
down. I don't think they have to do the math, though. I think, so if you started tomorrow at the pool, that would be your start date. They're not going to backtrack you to when the pay period was.
Right.
They're going to start you. So if Michelle's new salary started on the night the decision was made, that would be May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And paychecks can figure out how much it is.
Yeah,
I don't think she has to.
Yeah.
I think she just says, I want, you know, I need an increase of, you know, whatever hourly rate is, you know, going back to May 8th.
Or
and paychecks
monthly salary.
So
right.
Then what does this payout look like? Does it... It comes as a separate check.
It does.
It's an adjustment.
It'll be added
deposit.
To her,
okay.
Probably her next paycheck or whatever.
Retro
whenever
pay.
It's
right.
We approve it, it would be added.
And I'm comfortable, actually. You know, I appreciate that conversation, Commissioner Zapfel, for the record. That conversation, I actually appreciate picking May 8th because that's a deliberate date.
Mm-hmm.
That is a
makes sense. I mean, I think you can justify that to anybody who would ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that was the night the decision was made, so that's when she assumed there was.
So the approximation would be a little less.
What?
So my disclaimer, the approximation would be a little less.
At least we can agree on that. So we have the retro date would start effective May 8th.
I think we've got a starting salary range of 55 to 65.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like moving forward,
we
need
want
input from Michelle
on
her title
and
the job description. And do we want to present her with another, like, redline version of what we talked about tonight? Or just let her take a look at this and, okay.
I don't know who has good notes on this. I know I can't read mine.
Well, I know. Well, hopefully Richard does.
We will see.
I have a recording.
I have a pretty good notes.
Okay.
And I know that Christine's comment, you know, I'm all for, this is kind of a sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a sidebar?
Sure.
You know, we do a lot of work, and one of the things that we've constantly said is that, you know, you can't guarantee that any, you know, commissioner, although we know that Di is going to work very hard, but, so I think that the best thing to do is kind of streamline this as easy as we can.
Yep, I agree.
And just from a personal note, like I just saw your email the other day when you were asking for an intro information. And it's kind of like, I don't know, because although I appreciate the formality that the city does, I think some of it is just excessive. But I do also appreciate it. So I'm you know, trying to find the sweet spot is difficult. Because, you know, if we're requiring people to do a lot of extra work and there's not really a lot of ROI in it, then I don't see the point of it, except for we can say, look at how awesome our packages look. And, you know, I'm not a guy, I don't care how my package looks.
But, I mean, however, at the same time, if it's easier for someone to do it in a certain format and just punch things in, I totally appreciate that, too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should. But I think that, I mean, I guess it just depends on who the president is and what they feel like. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you want to, we have Richard's time, you know, and if it takes him, you know, to make a beautiful city-like package, if it takes, you know, 20 hours the week before, then that's what he'll be doing the week before. So I guess it just, you know, I don't know, I'm just blah, never mind.
Okay,
so
well, we can just...
going forward, I think what I, you know, like you said, we need Michelle's input on a red line version of a job description.
Well, I would and that's yes, and we have the red line version. So I would suggest if I could give anybody who has notes that they would like to present to me with that, I can
and this
present
is also,
them to her.
Yeah, from, this is also.
So we're not doing extra.
What would be really helpful, though, Jerry, in doing that is if you could get the document.
That's what I'm saying. So Richard.
I was doing this off of a PDF, I think.
Oh, okay. Of the original job description?
So, once again, Jerry, we have a district administrator
right.
who can help us with this kind of stuff. This is exactly what we can get help on. And if we can get the original document and Richard could make the adjustments to it. That would be wonderful. If I know you haven't really been able to access the district records yet, so.
Yeah, I asked Michelle for the passwords, and she said that they're all kept in a folder that you have, Christine, have access to.
Is this true, or are
yes,
you like,
I know what the password folder is, but I didn't think that the district drive password was in that. Or it wasn't working.
I thought we're talking about Jennifer's
record, like so where she
files.
Would save all this stuff.
I'm thinking the district folder, the one that every time I click on it, it says.
I thought that had been fixed.
It was.
I had been.
And I was
fixed.
Using it just fine, and then one day it just popped
well,
up again.
Need to get a hold of Cascade Computer. You,
asking for username and password, and I thought maybe it got changed. I thought because. Jennifer's old computer, now we have our own logins. So when they first came out, they gave everyone the same password and everything like that. So I thought maybe that's why it's just a generic one and everyone could change theirs. So that's why I thought I was getting into that file to begin with. And then when the password dialog box came up, I figured, oh, okay, they made it to where I can't get into it, which is fine. I don't need anything in there. But then Michelle couldn't get in.
Oh dear.
She can get in on her computer,
but not on
the on the other computer. Her password wasn't working.
Because obviously, for Richard to do his job, we need to get access
that.
To those documents. But in the meantime, if that's going to take too long, mm-hmm. then
so if you
actually,
just...
Jerry, I'm wrong. I can
okay.
send you the document. What happened and why this is so like mini me is it's a PDF. So I'll send you the doc
That's
of
fine.
The redline version.
Okay, and if you can just send me your notes that
yes.
you have, and then I'll just forward that on to Michelle and ask for her input back. In fact, you don't even need to send me the document at this point.
I don't know. I just
can we send you the document and you could use your notes and
no
create
no
why
because there's no reason for you to do that.
But it's maybe.
But she's very controlling.
No, never mind. I'm just trying to make a cleaner copy
no,
for Michelle to look
saying.
At.
So that's what I'm saying is we take your notes and then the red line version, and this is the things that we talked about, and I will talk to her about it. I will physically go down there and talk with her.
Okay.
One-on-one. There's no point to go into the extra work like we just discussed. It will have to be done.
Okay.
I understand that. And at that point, then we hopefully can get
into
the district drive and get it in there and get it taken care of.
And Richard can do it.
Well, if worse came to worse, we could just retype it.
No,
but
we wouldn't have to.
But
we can
will,
get into the district
yeah.
file on Michelle's computer.
Right.
So we can get
just
it.
Move
get it.
The, move whatever
it,
you
right.
need out. It's
so,
not. We're not lost out.
Not, yeah.
Okay. So this is something that we could put on the agenda for next Monday.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Agenda to approve, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
So if you just, all just rough notes. In fact, I mean, if there was a copy machine, we could just make a copy of it.
Copy my
right,
messy
fine.
Writing.
All right. And then I would already, then I can forward it on to.
What for?
I don't know. Michelle, sorry, I lost my train of thought. And then get her feedback. No, I may not be able to put it on the agenda for Monday. We'll see. She's gone for the next 4 days.
But it doesn't, she's not going to be able, you're not going to be able to talk to her about it?
No, she's gone. She's on vacation.
Oh, Michelle is?
Michelle is. So we may not be able to put it on the agenda for Monday.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I can send it to her via email, and then her and I can talk via phone. Her sister's in town. She's got some stuff that she's doing. She will be at the pool on Saturday. I don't know how quickly she will get it taken care of.
Okay, well, just we can put it on the agenda. If we have to table it, we can table
it. That's fine. We can do that. So.
And, I mean, it's we have, well, there's no action, but, you know, we have come to a consensus that it's going to be retroactive. So
We've come up with that. We have the numbers. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you want to make a motion?
No, because we're not really doing
anything.
No, we're just kind of having consensus on, you know, moving forward for a proposal.
Okay. Can I get this by Wednesday? Your notes?
Yeah, it was today.
Monday.
You'll have it tomorrow.
Okay. That's why I said Wednesday, because I knew I'd get it tomorrow.
Such an overachiever.
No, because I'm not going to be around. So.
I know. Okay. That's about it. Okay, so any further discussion? Okay.
Thank you to the committee and all the work. It's helpful.
Any miscellaneous?
How can we get Richard on the computer? How do we do that?
We'll get him. We'll get
it.
Cascade computer. We'll get with Michelle. We'll get Cascade computer out to figure it out again, but he can get the documents. It's all
They're there. Okay.
It's all there. Anything else?
I'm just curious, Richard, how was your first week?
Have you ever gone swimming in the ocean at night? It's not that bad, no.
Okay.
It's fine. You know, it's just a matter of familiarizing myself with all the pieces and all the policies, and it's just a process. It'll take some time.
Okay,
it's only been a week.
Yeah.
How sweaty is it in there with the humidity?
Feel free to get a fan.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, now it's a short shorts and a shirt type of thing. I don't know what it's going to be like in winter.
It's
about the
same.
Yeah.
You get to come to work in shorts.
It's about the same.
How was your commute?
How about Christine probably has it better.
Uh-huh. Well, she works at the front desk, but it's a little bit cooler out there for a while, yeah.
Oh, I'm fine.
Easy as pie.
That's the same thing I told Ellen when she got her job with the school district. I'm like, how was your commute?
So can't use that as an excuse.
Can I ask, that's for sure. What's so top secret in the district files? Why are they so?
It's just for security purposes, because there's district stuff that we don't want to lose. Obviously, we don't want everybody to have access to it.
Accidentally deleted.
Exactly. It's policies and those kind of things.
Okay.
There are some HR related stuff in there also. Some like employee evaluations and things like that.
But we don't just back up the whole server.
I would hope that we are.
Weekly, Michelle said that they're, and that's something that Richard will be trained to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, is
eventually.
Michelle's?
So, yes.
Not Michelle. Was Jennifer's stuff on a thumb drive?
No.
It's on the same server that all of our stuff is on.
It's on the same server, yeah. It's all the same. So, and they had access to it, so we'll just have to get
it. It just seems
out.
Like we're more, with this whole server being backed up all the time, it just seems like we're more likely to lose these district files because they're so encrypted, and then all of a sudden nobody has a password. And
so when you log into your computer, mm-hmm. you have to log into the.
Yeah, if you try to open up the district, the dialog pops up for
okay, so you have to
another
log into
username
the district
and password
as well. So you log into your computer, you log into the district, and then are you good for the day or?
No, I don't log into the district. I don't have
Christine
that
says, like, it props up the dialogue, like, this document needs a
password. No, that folder.
The whole folder.
The login under that heading is different for me and her and the district.
So they can track who goes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so you can, you know, keep track of your stuff and not have it altered in any
mm-hmm.
way by anybody
right.
else.
And
but who's
there are
keeping
some,
track?
There are some things such as like legal briefs and things as attorney-client privilege that obviously would be in a protected file that only certain people would have access to.
Okay. Because right now it just seems like Michelle's computer, she doesn't enter anything weird or anything. She's just able to get into it with her Windows username and password, and then she can get into district files with that. She doesn't have the special one. So right now it just seems to me like nobody has
full, except for Michelle.
If she's on her computer, but if she enters her Windows username and password onto our computer,
she can't get in.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
can
we need
guys
to get Cascade computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to get Cascade computer out there, and I've asked that question.
Yeah, I mean, because they were out there, and
well, I know, but
she wrote down exactly what you know
but
needed
you guys,
to be done.
It should be able to be accessed. You guys are on the same server. You should be able to log in. She should be able to log in on your computer and pull it up.
She
not
should be able
hers.
To log into any computer
yeah.
with her username and password.
Correct.
Yeah,
and
but that
right.
extra dialog box that came up, that username and password is different from her username and password to get
yeah,
onto
no,
a computer.
That needs to be fixed.
And
I
so
can get a hold
nobody
of
knows
about that. I'll talk
but
to Michelle.
Is there? I'm just curious why. I'm not exactly sure what the budget status is right now for computers, but
we're over. Yeah,
we're over. Mm-hmm. We've spent more. Oh, we ended up buying each of the...
Well, that was separate, but yeah. We've spent a lot with Cascade Computer this year.
We have already with Cascade.
Now, don't forget, too, this is something mm-hmm. our district administrator can also be assisting us with, you know, with helping out with making those phone calls and, you know, and keeping our, you know, district stuff accessible. That's
yes,
totally appropriate.
Certainly.
So
Michelle should have a password into that folder, and Richard should have a password into that
yes.
folder.
Yes, correct.
You want those to, do you want those to be different, or?
Yeah,
I would say
yes. They should be different.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
When I log onto a computer, Vanessa could come after me, and she could log in too,
could.
But as herself. She can't log in as me.
Because if we, you know, someone leaves, we don't want everyone learning new passwords. So.
Right. But there is, you know, I'm sure what our IT does is they set up a portfolio and they say, okay, your profile, and they say Ellen has access to the S drive,
XYZ, yeah.
and you
right.
know Vanessa
that's
has access to the S drive and the Z
right.
drive.
Right.
That's how
I
we
don't
have
get
it.
Z
for Zappa.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is
there any more?
Motion, Commissioner Newberg.
Commissioner Zaptal made the motion to
adjourn. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Shows up.
Opposed. Meeting adjourned at 7:39.
These bathrooms are disgusting.
That was
they are.
Really?
They're brand new.
They can't be.
They're brand new.
That's terrible.